أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد سمع الله قول التي تجادلك في زوجها وتشتكي إلى الله والله يسمع تحاوركما إن الله سميع بصير. This is the beginning of the 28th Surah, Surah Mujadala. And this Surah, like in the previous Surahs, Allah Ta'ala mentioned, He sent the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, who came with the laws and the rulings of Shariat. Yeah, also in this Surah, quite a few laws of Shariat are mentioned. And the first one is that of what is called Zihar. In the days before Islam, when a man wanted to like divorce his wife, separate from her, then he would say to her, "Anti aliyya ka zahri ummi." You are to me like the back of my mother. Like the back of my mother is haram for me to see her private parts, etc., her body, her satr. Like that you are also haram. In other words, he made her haram upon her. So this was a practice in the pagan days. Until this time when this incident took place, which is mentioned here, Allah did not mention, still reveal anything to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this. So this sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Aws ibn Samit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he had told his wife these words. So she came pleading and crying to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Khawla bint Tha'alaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. She came and she said that, "Oh Allah's Rasul, my husband has told me these words which are called zihar, that he has made zihar with me, and he has, in that way, he has made me haram upon him, and he has used my wealth, that my youth is finished, I'm in old age, my children have left, now what am I going to do?" So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said he has made you haram, so you are haram. But she said, "Oh please, Allah's Rasul, he didn't give me talaq. He only said that I'm haram upon him. It's not talaq." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Allah hasn't revealed to me anything of this. So at the moment still, that is the ruling, that you are haram upon him." She said, "What am I going to do now? I'm so old now, and my children have gone, and he has used my wealth, my youth is finished." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept on repeating, "I have got no choice, that is what the ruling is, because Allah has not revealed to me anything as yet." So she kept on pleading with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha says, "Subhanallah, she was sitting in my little room in a corner, and I couldn't make out what she was saying. She was making dua, and Allah, who is so great, He heard her words. I was sitting right near her in another corner of the same small little room, but I couldn't hear, but Allah was hearing everything what she was saying. And in a little while, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came with revelation, with wahi, that what the ruling is. That by saying, by making zihar, your wife does not become haram upon you. The details of these masalas are in the kitabs of fiqh. But she does not become haram, but you have to give the kafara of that what you said. And until you did not give the kafara, you cannot go near her and you cannot touch her. But once you have given the kafara, and that comes in the ayats after this, then you can go to her again. But this is not talaq, and she does not become haram on you." So Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا. سن لی اللہ نے بات اس عورت کی جو جگرتی تھی تجھ سے اپنے خاوند کے حق میں. Allah has heard the voice and the words of that lady who came and she was arguing with you with regard to her husband's matters. That is, that she came to you and she explained to you, you told, "I can't do anything." And again she said, over and over she said, "But how can this be? Allah heard her words. And here there is another very great lesson for all of us to learn. When we upset our wives And if they turn around and cry and plead to Allah Ta'ala, Allah hears what they say. And then we are in a very dangerous position. If we fight with her, she fights with us, that is not so serious. But when she hands her case over to Allah, then it is a serious matter for us. Allah will take over. So we must be very careful with regard to the matters of these which are called the weaker sex and who are called the weaker people. But Allah takes their part. And then, and if we are in the wrong, it is extremely dangerous for us. وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ Or, جھینگتی تھی اللہ کے آگے. And she complained to Allah Ta'ala. She went in a corner, and as Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was sitting right near, she couldn't make out what she was saying, because in the pleading, crying of hers, but Allah heard everything. Wallahu yasma'u tahawurakuma. Or Allah sunta tha sawal aur jawab tum dono ka. And Allah was hearing what she was saying and what you were replying. All that Allah Ta'ala was hearing all the time. Inna Allah sami'un basir. Beshak Allah sunta hai, dekhta hai. Undoubtedly, Allah Ta'ala hears everything, sees everything. There is another very great lesson, may this reality come to us, that wherever we are, whether we're in a dark room, in a closed room, wherever we are, Allah is hearing everything what we say. And Allah is watching everything that we do. That reality has to strike our hearts. Just hearing it, talking about it, that is not sufficient. But when that reality will strike, then wherever a person is, and that consciousness, Allah is watching me, Allah is hearing everything that I say, then a person's life will automatically change for the good and in the right direction. الَّذِينَ يُطَاهِرُونَ مِن نِسَائِهِمْ جو لوگ ماں کہہ بیٹھے تم میں سے اپنی عورتوں کو. Those who make zihar with their wives. That is, they tell their mother's part, any part of her body which a person is not allowed to see, that you are like that to me. That is, as my mother is haram on me, you are haram on me. So when a person says this, مَا هُنَّ أُمَّهَاتِهِمْ وہ نہیں ہو جاتے ان کی ماں. By saying that, your wife doesn't become your mother. You tell her, you are like my mother to me. That is certain part of her body. And like my mother is haram on me, that means you also haram. But by saying those words, your wife doesn't become your mother in reality. In ummahatuhum illallahi waladnahum. Maayu to wahi hai jinhone unko jana. Their mothers are only those who gave birth to them. Those are their mothers. By you saying this word, she doesn't become your mother. In other words, talaq doesn't fall. But you made zihar, you have to give the kafara for that. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَقُولُونَ مُنْكَرًا مِنَ الْقَوْلِ وَزُورًا Or, وہ بولتے ہیں ایک ناپسند بات اور جھوٹی جھوٹی. And by making the zihar, saying this to one's wife, they are saying a very dislike, a very unliked word, and it is a lie also. And it was such a big lie that actually Allah should not have forgiven it also. But Allah Ta'ala is so kind and so merciful that you did it in ignorance, or even afterwards you did it, Allah will still forgive you if you ask Him for pardon. And in this case, you give your kafara, your marriage is back intact again, you don't have to make nikah or anything, but Allah doesn't like such words. And how many words we say to our wives? What words don't we say to our wives? Wives, Allah is hearing all the time. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَفُوٌ غَفُورٌ اور اللہ معاف کرنے والا بخشنے والا ہے. And Allah Ta'ala is oft forgiving, most forgiving. So just turn to Allah Ta'ala, repent. And many of us who don't have control of our tongue, and with anyone and everyone we blurt out anything we want to say, an easy remedy for this is, at night when we lie on our bed to sleep, just think that today, what were things I said, and wrong things I said, make sincere tawbah to Allah, ask Him for forgiveness, do this on a daily basis, nightly basis, and inshallah, in a very short while, your tongue will come under control. And you won't speak things which Allah dislikes. And sometimes one word we say, that person told me these words, I can't forgive him my whole life. And Allah is hearing. And what don't we speak? So we should be very careful with our tongue also. Use it very, very, think properly before speaking. We normally say, I should have thought what I said. I should have not said this. But we think afterwards. Never put the cart in front of the horse. First think and then speak. And it is possible. When we don't train ourselves, on the spur of the moment, we blurt out anything. But if we just do a little bit spiritual training of ourselves, we will easily be able to control our tongues. May Allah give us all tawfiq.